Welcome to Feminized. It's time for a show that turns a spotlight on the powerful women shaping cannabis culture. The cannabis industry is on fire and women are sparking it up. If you like the show, please subscribe. You can also subscribe to the Feminized podcast with Liz Grow on YouTube and Instagram. The future is feminized.
Hey, sis.
You're now listening to the Feminized podcast.
Welcome to the Feminized Podcast. I'm so happy to have you here. This is a place where I invite the dopest, hardest working, most inspirational women in the cannabis industry to come on and tell their stories about how they got to be in the cannabis industry, what they do for the industry, their place there, and then, you know, stories that really inspire other women who are looking to get in the industry. So I appreciate you being here. For those of you who don't know, Angela White is an Equity for Industry Program Manager at Success Centers in San Francisco, California. So welcome, Angela, to the Feminized Podcast.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Great. I would love to just dive right in and hear about all the work that you're doing at Success Centers and really how Success Centers is helping to grow the cannabis industry in a healthy and positive way.
Wow. So we do a lot here in San Francisco for equity. First of all, the San Francisco has an equity program, which I'm hoping to see more cities begin to transition to make sure that folks who have been directly affected by the war on drugs has an opportunity to participate in the cannabis industry because of the over-incarceration rates of Black and Brown community members. So I'll start with that.
Yes, start there. And if we could just pause even to help the listeners and those who are watching really understand the impact that the war on drugs has had on communities of color. Do you have any stats that you would like to share?
The stats that I can share are just knowing folks who've been affected. You know, people don't realize that when you are incarcerated and during the war on drugs period, there were so many people whose families were destroyed and have not recovered from that. You know, your kids watched parents be hauled out, jailed. You know, it's just a trickle down there result of, you know, just damaging families. So it's more to cannabis than just having fun. And that's why we work so hard here at Success Centers to ensure that folks are getting through those doors and are assisting them, especially to work in the industry, to start businesses in the industry, and you know, just be a all around support system for them.
Great, like that sounds, you know, like something that every entrepreneur coming into the cannabis industry would need are those. You know, support systems, but especially, you know, those from communities of color who have been, you know, seen so much damage and tragedy and, you know, experienced so much trauma. You know, it seems like they are even less equipped to succeed in the cannabis industry.
Absolutely. But we have some great stories of people who have taken the journey. You know, and it's not over yet because, you know, the cannabis industry right now is just kind of in a very strange place, and folks are still trying to feel their way through, you know, what's going to happen even with some of the larger operators. So, you know, I'm just really proud to be working with our clients here in San Francisco.
So how do you work with clients in San Francisco? What does that look like?
Well, we have several things that we do for folks. One of the things that we do is on the job market side is prepare them for the job market. And I wanted to announce today that, you know, we are just opening our first cohort of the year it's called Equity Pathways. It's through the Dream Keepers Initiative. And London Breed, our wonderful mayor here, took money from the police department and when she heard that, I guess, to defund the police, and applied it to CBOs like Success Centers to create programming that would help folks from the marginalized community. And so I'm just really honored. And what Equity Pathways is a training, a cannabis industry training program, and where folks will come in and they will learn all about, you know, the history of cannabis, policy and cannabis in the body, what it does to affect the body, products and uses. Then we go into dispensary operations, and then they go into actually learning how to use a POS system, which we're partnering with Meadow on that, Meadow San Francisco. And they come out with experience on how to do front of house and back of house work. So it's just a really great program. It's a 5-week course with us. Then when they finish with us, we have a graduation, and then they're placed into dispensaries, and they do a 500-hour stint with them at $18 an hour. So yeah, it's really awesome.
Wow. So the training is how long before they actually get in and start the...
So we 5 weeks with us,
5 weeks,
and where they're learning everything from how to even put the cash in the drawer. So it's just, yeah, it's really an amazing program, and we've had some great successes with it. The employers who are getting our interns are excited to get them, and you know, they're cross-trainable also when they come in, because they're familiar with, like I said, front of house operations and back of house. So it's really awesome.
I love that. So you're building the workforce. Essentially, yes, is what you're doing.
Yes, we are.
How do people have to apply to be a part of these programs?
So you can visit our website. You can also email me or give us a call at 415-549-7005 and speak with Reba, who will walk you through the process. We're taking applications now for folks who are interested in it. We just launched that today, so you will be able to sign up, and then we'll do an interview and bring me right on in. It's going to be fun, and we'll have 3 cohorts this year.
Wow, that's so cool. So how many people per cohort?
We're looking to do at least 10 per cohort.
Oh, nice. So 30, essentially helping 30 new, cannabis hopefuls.
Yes, absolutely.
Find success. That's
great. And then also within that, we do what's called the virtual budding industry job shop, where we bring in employers.
I read about this. So I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's like a TED talk for employers to sell themselves to job seekers. We're in a kind of crazy market right now. It's a job seeker market. I think during COVID, there were a lot of, people who left California, Bay Area in particular, because the cost of living is so expensive here. And so, we're trying to get the best of the best, and everyone that wants a job wants to go to the best company. So you want to make sure that you're getting a good fit. So they come on and they'll talk about the jobs that they have. The theme of it is what it's like to work a day at your company. And so they will present their job opportunities, and then the participants will have an opportunity to speak directly with their hiring managers to ask them questions about everything that they want to know. And it's been a success. We've been doing that event for about 4.5 years now. And so it's really worked out well. Yeah.
Wow. Now, I know that you were very early on, one of the pioneers with Prop 215 in Oakland, in the Oakland area. Can you tell me a little bit more about what it was like to be around during that time and, helping to build the industry during that time? What was that like?
Yeah. So actually, I had a couple of friends who they started the first medicinal dispensary in East Palo Alto. And so, I worked with them on helping them get, the layout, because at that time I was doing painting and decorating. And so I was really into that. And plus I was a fan of cannabis. And later on they split and started another one in San Jose. And I became the manager there and worked with folks, hiring them and, you know, doing whatever it took, being a butt tender and all those kind of things, working with vendors and making sure we had great products and, you know, just, you know, helping people. And I just have a love for cannabis. First of all, I used to suffer from migraines. And I went to my doctor one day and she whispered to me, just between me and you, go buy yourself a dime bag of weed. And that ages me, right? It tells me how old I am. Because people don't even know when I say dime bag.
Yeah, like, hey, what? You know what? That's okay. That means you're an OG, okay? That's OG status. So that's some clout right there.
Exactly.
I love and that she told you that.
Yeah, you know, she said, I can't, off the record, I have to tell you this off the record. And so I did. I went and got my cannabis, you know, and took one hit, held it in, blew it out, and I watched my symptoms go away. So I've done that regimen for, oh God, that was way back in the 90s, I believe it was, early 90s. And so it's helped me tremendously. You know, before I tried cannabis, I would be in a room with a scarf over my eyes. I couldn't, you know, take care of my kids. It was really bad. So yeah, cannabis is a lifesaver for me and many others when you hear those testimonies. So yeah.
That's right. Now, what made you focus in on helping, you know, those communities who have been damaged most by the war on drugs, the communities of color? Why did you choose that direction to go in when you entered into the industry?
Well, I think, first of all, I met Liz, who was our CEO at Success Centers, through my daughter. Liz was about to begin a cannabis programming because it was just about 2017. I think they were beginning in San Francisco to discuss, you know, having programs for cannabis. And so Liz was like, I want to get someone in here that can help me run this program. And my daughter says, why don't you call my mom? She said, your mom? And so, yeah, so we contacted each other and spoke on the phone for almost about 6 months. Yeah. And then one day out of the blue, she calls me. She goes, Angela, I need you to come work for me. And I'm like, okay, well, when do you need me? And she said, yesterday. So I quit my job and I just came and started working and started trying to build this this program.
That's incredible. So how many people would you estimate that you have helped since joining Success Centers?
Oh my goodness. It's well into the thousands of folks that we've touched throughout the programming time. I told you about the budding industry job shop. Mm-hmm. We also do resume clinics, cannabis resume clinics, where we bring in industry professionals to assist people to help them sell themselves on paper. We do an expungement clinic for folks to help them clear their records. We also have the Equity for Industry workshops where we're bringing in, and this will be for the verified equity through the San Francisco program to help them get their businesses up and running. So we bring in industry professionals again to give workshops to teach them how to, you know, run their businesses. So that's really what all we do. And through that, we've touched over 1,000 folks just in our cannabis alone.
That's so incredible. And I also know that, you know, you have Success Centers has some pretty, pretty important partnerships. Like for instance, with Oaksterdam University and Hood Incubator. Could you talk a little bit about those partnerships?
Yeah. So when I was younger, I always wanted to go to Oaksterdam, but we couldn't afford to do that. And I went to an event one night. I was invited to go. It was Stories from the Underground. And there they had Libby Schaft, Dale Sky Jones, Nicole Howell, and Jeff Jones. They were all getting up telling these great stories about how they helped to pioneer the industry. And so I was with a colleague from mine at work, and she was like, go talk to them. I said, no, it's not time yet. You know, so I waited, and they were in a circle. It was Dale, Nicole, Jeff, and Libby Shaft, Mayor Shaft from Oakland. And they were all talking. And so I kind of walked up and I talked to Jeff first, and I told him I want to thank him for, you know, making it possible for me to be working in this industry, because like I said, they're some of the pioneers.
Yes.
And I told him what it was that I was trying to do, and for who I was trying to do it for. I wanted to help people understand the industry, help them, you know, get into the school, and I needed, you know, funding or scholarships or something like that. And he goes, hold on just a minute. Let me introduce you to my wife. And we turn around and there's Dale. Wow. And I started telling her what was going on, and she looked at Nicole Howell, and they looked at each other and they looked at me. And they both said at the same time, you're the person we've been looking for.
Oh,
so from that partnership, we were able to give out over 260 scholarships to their cannabis business and cultivation programs at Oaksterdam. So that was a great meeting.
Wow, it was wonderful. I'd say so. God, that's so incredible. And so what's in the works? Do you have anything in the works with Oaksterdam, between Oaksterdam and Success Centers, you know, obviously aside from the work that's happening now?
We definitely keep in touch. We share our job opportunities with her graduates and things like that. So I love Dale over there at Oaksterdam. We have a great relationship, and we're constantly in touch with each other.
What would you say is your favorite part of the industry? Like, if you weren't helping people at Success Centers, what would you be doing in the industry?
What would I be doing in the industry?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would probably be a senior, because I'm a senior now, a senior brand ambassador, because I think that market has been totally missed by a lot of the cannabis entrepreneurs. And so I get phone calls from the senior community all the time, and it's always my phone ring. I'll say hello, and the person is whispering, hi, I want to. Like, you can talk out loud, it's legal.
That's so cute. Oh my gosh. First of all, I don't believe that you're a senior. Okay. That is just no way. God. Oh my gosh. But if you are a senior, then good for you. And I think you're right. That's a very big missed opportunity just across the country, you know?
Yes. Yes. And so I have been, one of my clients, Reese Benton over at Posh Green, has created a CBD line, full spectrum CBD line. And, you know, as you get older, and this is just for folks, you know, my friend used to say all the time, just keep living. She was about 12 years older than me. When you wake up in the morning, there's always some new pain or, you know, and so Reese has developed this roll-on product, right? And so I keep it next to my bed, and I immediately just roll it on, get relief from the product. So yeah, and so that's what I'm saying. I think that, you know, cannabis has so much to offer the senior community, folks suffering from Parkinson's, and just all kinds of, you know, just wonderful things. I just love the product. I love her, Cannabis. She is cannabis? Wonderful.
Say the name again. Do the plug.
Pardon me?
Plug all the things. What's the name of the brand again?
It's Posh Green. Retail. It's located in here in San Francisco. It's she has a roll-on product, and so I would say reach out to her to find out more. I know she's going to be launching a website soon, and I would love to be a spokesperson for her products, because they work.
Yes, there you go. I mean, products that work. What more can you ask for? Especially natural products too.
Yes, absolutely.
I love this. I love this idea of you being a senior community influencer, an influencer in the senior community, because of all the people, you know, humans on this earth who deserve cannabis, it is, you know, our older generations. They deserve it. They've been lied to for so long. been yes. criminalized for their whole lives, you know?
Yes, yes, yes. And it does work. And the other question is, when you're talking about a topical, folks will say, well, am I going to get high from using this? I'm like, no, you're not. It's just going to stop the pain in the area. Now, everyone's body is different, so I must say that, you know, but for me, it works. And I'm willing to share that story or my testimony with anyone who will listen.
I love that. I love that. So are topicals your favorite way to consume cannabis, or do you also consume it? You know, do you eat it? Do you smoke it? How do you consume cannabis?
Well, a joint will last me about 2 or 3 months. Like, cause my regimen is still one hit or quitter.
You're the kind of friend that everybody likes to have around.
You're right. So I will try flower. I love flower. I do a little vaping, but the oils kind of scare me a little bit. But, you know, I like the edibles, the gummies, I'll say. Gummies and if I'm able to throw out a name, but Kiva's chocolates. Oh, my goodness. Yes. Have you tried those? They're wonderful.
They really are. Kiva is such a great brand. I mean, I'm all about sharing information on this show. There's nothing off limits that we can't talk about, and especially brands. Like, let's call them out when we like them. And yeah, Kiva's chocolates are, they always have just done a really great job. They taste like artisan chocolates that just kind of happen to make you feel really good too.
Yes. Right? And the other thing I wanted to mention too about Reese Benton over at Posh Green, her product, she's an equity. She's verified equity in San Francisco. So if you were able to purchase anything from her store or her products, you would be helping someone who was the victim of the war on drugs. And so there are lots of equity brands out here. I would like for people to, you know, research. And I know Morris at SF Roots. SF Roots has a brand out. There's several. I wish I would have had a list of folks that you could find their products in stores. I know Higher Purpose has a brand. Nina Gift of Doja has a brand. Mm. You know, we need to be supported in this industry. So that's another way that I would like to, you know, share their information and things of that nature.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, what I'd love to do is, if you know, when you give it some thought, maybe you can send me an email with the names of these brands, and we will absolutely link in the show notes and promote as much as we can.
Absolutely.
Because that is just the beauty of this community, is that we do want to help promote, boost the brands that are the ones that deserve it. Those who were hurt first need to be heard first.
Yes. Oh, I love that.
Right?
You just said something. Oh my goodness. Yes. Those that were hurt first need to be heard first. Absolutely. And in saying that, I would also like to say, as cannabis becomes legal throughout the nation, that you put equity folks from the equity community first. That's meaning, right. Don't let a dispensary open without having some kind of program that makes sure that they are a part of it from the beginning, not an afterthought.
No, absolutely. You know, we know that, you know, those companies just don't succeed. The greedy ones, the ones who are only looking at the bottom line, the ones who are only, you know, hiring from within, so to speak, are, they're just not going to survive. You know, we are a very aware consumer group as cannabis consumers.
Yes.
You know, and if we're going to a dispensary for our products, we want to know that we're supporting a brand that is really about it. You know?
Yes. And you, when you go into the dispensary, I would say, ask the floor people that are helping you, the bartenders, wellness consultants, whatever they're calling themselves. Do you have any equity products, equity brands here for sale? I did that at one store in San Jose, and they were asking me, what is that? Because if they don't have an equity program in their cities, a lot of times they won't even know what you're talking about. So I said, any Black owned, Latino owned, Asian owned, you know, brands. And so that was the thing. And they were looking at me, and I think he had one black owned brand, but it was a celebrity brand, which is okay. Still supporting, you know, black owned businesses, but I would love to see the little guys, you know, be able to sustain themselves in this industry. So buy equity products.
Yes, that is absolutely right. And you know what I feel like you do when you go into dispensaries and you educate like that, Angela? You know, you're really helping them and teaching them, because they will be left behind if they don't have any equity products. Eventually, you're going to get got. You're going to get
absolutely
just enough people know that you are only serving brands that are, you know, MSOs, you know, owned by white people, essentially. And it's fine. It is what it is, but it's just, it's not the vibe of the cannabis community and the cannabis consumer.
No, you know? it really is. I totally agree with you.
Yeah. So, and it's fine, you know, it's, you know, very big industry. There's so much opportunity, you know, there's enough to go around for everyone, but we absolutely need to hear those first who have been.
Yes. And also the equity community is not always urban. You have folks that are the growers, you know, you want to make sure you're supporting the equity growers. Mm-hmm. Because the equity community is huge and it's based on where you live. I went to an in-person event, and they had one of the growers from up in Humboldt County, and he started telling stories about when the helicopters used to fly over and they would have to run and dive underneath the, the plants to not be seen by the police. And so it made me think. I'm like, you know, I have to dive and hide in my own neighborhood, you know, during the times of raids and things like that, and being afraid, you know, gunfire and all this stuff in the community, you know, when things were, you know, well, they haven't changed much, but, you know, there are some similarities within the equity communities, whether you are up in the farmlands or you're in the urban cities, there's a problem going on. So, support them as well.
That is a great point. That is a great point. Okay. So Angela, before I let you go, I cannot let you go without asking you the feminized three. Okay. It's the same three questions that I ask all of my guests, just cause I'm kind of nosy and I kind of want to know. So if you are ready to answer, I'm ready to ask.
Okay.
First question is, tell me who is in your dream smoke circle. Okay. Three people. Either deceased or with us on this earth, fictional people, you can include those two.
Well, first I would say Bob Marley. I love me some Bob Marley. And I would say Harriet Tubman and my mom. Because I would want to know, you know, what they thought of me and this work that I'm doing here at Success Centers, especially my mom. I lost her through cancer, and I wish that I knew about, you know, as much as I know about cannabis now. And that would be my circle. My mom, Harriet Tubman, you know, the struggle, and it's very much the same now for, you know, from folks coming from the underground, trying to get free to be able to be a part of this industry. You know, they want to call it black market, illicit market, but these are our legacy operators that need to be a part of this industry. And I wanted to know how she would inspire folks to come along. That's just, you know, that's my small circle.
Wow. That is a power circle. That is a really, really powerful circle. Beautiful. And because it's my game that I'm making up, I get the slide in there too. So I'm coming.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So the next question is this, Angela. So Feminized is a show where I get to invite the women who inspire me in the cannabis industry. What woman is inspiring you right now in the cannabis industry?
Oh my goodness. So I mentioned Reese, you know, she has a story that's out of this world, but I also would like to highlight Marie Momarkay. I don't know if you know who Marie is, but Marie helps us out a lot with our programming. She and her brother have a farm that they operate out in Salinas, where they allow us to come and do tours. And she comes in, she has a wealth of knowledge because she manages 8 different licenses. And so she's been so awesome at sharing information and walking people through the process, along with, I would say, Jessica Strange, who is a brand strategist who also works to help us help the folks in our equity community. So those two ladies right now are superstars to me, but I have so many others that I could name, and we'd be here all night. Liz, Gail, helping folks with their resumes and making sure that they are wonderfully selling themselves on paper. We have so many operators, women who have come to the aid of our program to just be superstars. Women rock. You know that, right?
Oh, I know that. If you want something done, you just gotta give it to a woman. And when we combine our powers, just watch out.
It's wonderful. Yes, yes.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I mean, that's why I love the cannabis industry. I felt that there was just more respect for women. There were just more women who were rolling up their sleeves and not waiting for approval, just going for it.
I'm waiting for us to completely take it over. You know, one thing is I notice like when they have these big layoffs, you know, they're letting the women go first. And I'm like, why? You should have got rid of the men. They're the one who probably messed it up. And I don't want to say that, you know, meanly, but I'm only joking. But you need to keep women, because we're more conscious about, you know, our surroundings and nurturing and those kind of things. And so, yeah.
And loyal.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. The reason you can't build a stable, booming industry is because people keep jumping around. People, you know, one certain gender in specific, next opportunity, you know, I mean, we build things that last. And definitely been proven. So, okay, great. Good. I took some notes on those women, and I hope to have all of those women that you mentioned on Feminized Podcast. Talk with all of them. Okay. And so my third question, Angela, is this. What advice do you have for 13-year-old Angela?
Whew. Don't take any wooden nickels. Oh my God. I'm just kidding.
You got so many splinters from those wooden nickels.
Yes. Oh my goodness. 13-year-old Angela. That life is gonna get better. Just keep living. I'll use that one. You know, growing up in communities where, you know, you're seeing folks who have been affected, and you know, it started very young. You lose people to drug addiction and things of that nature, and I've lost several family members along the way, and just knowing that now there is opportunity to become a part of an industry and work with a plant that is so healing and so powerful and so loving, that is does not discriminate. It doesn't care who you are. No. Just keep living. That would be my words for a 13-year-old Angela.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Well, she would be proud of you know what you have become, for sure, and who you have helped and how you have helped serve, you know, your community and other communities and the plant. So I give you kudos for quitting your job that day and jumping on board with Success Centers. And it was just great to have you on, Angela. Please come back. You are always welcome.
Thank you for having me. I'd love to come back anytime. Thank you, Liz.
Thank you so much, Angela. Bless you and the work that you're doing, truly.
And bless you and the work that you're doing. This was awesome.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I think this episode will be out on Monday.
Oh, cool. Great. Yeah. I'll be looking forward to it.
Okay, great. Yep. I'll share links. And if you're not already following Feminized with Liz Grow on Instagram, I always post, I do a post when I have a new episode, but also the video will be out on Feminized on YouTube and WeedTube. And, I just appreciate it so much, Angela. Thanks again for spending time with me. And thanks for your patience about the technical stuff.
No worries. I enjoyed it.
We love you.
Bye-bye. Love you guys too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
If you'd like more, subscribe to the Feminized Podcast on YouTube. Follow at Feminized with Liz Grow on Instagram. Special thanks to our sponsors, Moose Labs and Richard's Rainwater. The Feminized Podcast is a Grow House Media production, created by Liz Grow, produced by Patrick Pope and Dennis Rowe, with original theme music and audio mixing by Q at Q to King Productions in New Braunfels, Texas.